Well, this is the time in our service where Christians who are followers of Jesus Christ remember, as Chris mentioned earlier, Christ's death in our place on the cross when he bore the penalty of our sins. And to do that this morning, we're going to be looking at the passage that we read this morning in Philippians 3. So we want you to be able to follow along. So if you don't have a Bible, there'll be some men coming down the aisles, and if you just put your hand up, they will make sure that you have a Bible. Again, while you're opening your Bibles to Philippians 3, I ask you, where are your eyes this morning? Where are your thoughts? What preoccupies your thinking? Maybe it's your task list, the ups and downs of your 401k, your bank accounts, the new house that you want to buy, the new job, a desired relationship, what others think about you. We sang this morning, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Jesus, to you we lift our eyes. And turn your eyes to the heavens. So where are your eyes? What we sang about is what we read about in Philippians 3. And we'll look at verse 18. And in these four verses, two types of people are described. In verses 18 and 19, those with their eyes on the things of this world, and in verses 20 and 21, those looking to Christ. Let's look at verses 18 and 19. For many walk, of whom I often told you and now tell you even crying, as enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their stomach and glory is in their shame, who set their thoughts on earthly things. These verses describe those who are enemies of the cross of Christ. They're enemies of the truth that Jesus came to save sinners by giving his life on the cross on our behalf. They're enemies of the truth that man is actually in need of a savior. They don't see their need for Christ. They won't subject themselves to Christ, but their God and their worship, what occupies their thinking, the object of their appetites and desires, are earthly things, the things of this world, the things that are passing away. And what is the end for this person, the final state of this type of person? Well, we see it in verse 19, whose end is destruction. And they need the very thing they despise, Jesus Christ and the good news of the cross and forgiveness of sin. But if you are a follower of Christ, your thoughts and your affections, your desires and your eyes ought not be on worldly things, earthly things, but instead looking to Christ. Look at verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory, by his working through which he is able to even subject all things to himself. Believer, we don't live for this world. Our eternal home, our citizenship, our loyalty is for Jesus Christ and his kingdom. So what do? We wait. We wait for Jesus Christ. We long for his return. We long to experience the culmination of his saving work, which began in our receiving forgiveness in his Son. He made us his children, and that will culminate at his return, when even our very bodies are transformed. We have that to look forward to. We are to set our minds on that, not on the things of the earth. Give our attention and our thought to it. Be transformed. Just remember the first verse of the song we sang, second song this morning. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. So, believer, this is a good time to just recalibrate your heart, Push out distractions where you've been maybe preoccupied with the desires of this world rather than with the glory of Christ this morning. Maybe where those things have been crowding out your love for the Savior, for your longing for his return. Is his return, would that be good news for you today? So we get to worship him this morning as we're gathered together. We remember his death. We sing to him and we continue worshiping him as we get to hear from him in his word and submit ourselves under it. All of that is worship. Our eyes are to be drawn to him this morning. So believer, remember Jesus Christ, whose very death and payment for sin brought you forgiveness of sin. But not only that, new desires, new home, a future totally separate from sin. So, believer, when the juice and the bread come and your hearts are prepared, go ahead and take and eat it on your own this morning. But if you do not know Christ in this way this morning, your eyes aren't fixed on him. You don't live for him. His return isn't a source of joy for you, but maybe a source of dread or maybe apathy. When the plates come in front of you this morning, we just ask you just pass it to the next person. This is a time for believers to remember Jesus and his death, but we beg of you. If that describes you, don't leave today without knowing Jesus Christ. You can know him. You can know him today. There's so many here that would love to talk to you. Any of our pastors, elders, there'll also be someone at the end of the service today that would love to talk to you about what it is to know Christ. I'm going to ask the men to come forward and begin to pass the elements out. So just take this time to prepare your own heart. Ask the Lord that your eyes would be fixed on him and not this world. And when you have received the elements and prepared your own heart, you can go ahead and take them on your own this morning.